Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watsmith, Farm Bureau. An iconic farm market in Tree County just off Interstate 24 will undergo a transition next week. Katie Broadbent, who owns Broadbent Foods and Gifts with her husband Smith Broadbent III, will officially retire October 15th.
It was not my idea. It was Smith, my husband's. Long time ago, when this was still a soybean field, we knew with the interstate coming through, and literally before the interstate was all the way through, finished, he had the idea of moving the retail part of the ham business across the interstate to this particular area, and he saved the best lot for the store.
Miss Katie says the store has seen a transition over the years.
When we first opened the shop, I would go home at night, and he'd say, okay, what was your number for the meat products that were sold? And I'd have to tell him the number, and then he'd ask me, what was your number for the gift part? And for years and years and years, that meat part outnumbered the gift part. But slowly but surely, the gift part grew.
She adds, after the first year, she began to run the store full-time.
The very first year that it was opened, which was in 1988, I was still teaching in middle school at Tree County, and I tried to do both. But I discovered then that it was a big job and one that needed my attention. Plus, Smith said, you know, we had too much invested here just to treat it casually.
We'll continue our conversation in a moment.
Every year, Kentucky farm families work together at the grassroots level to identify shared challenges and achieve common goals. As we mark our 100th year as the voice of Kentucky agriculture, Kentucky Farm Bureau reflects these challenges and goals in our policies. We're proud to advocate for farmers in everything we do. Why Farm Bureau? Because Kentucky's success depends on improved farm income, better economic opportunities, and enhanced quality of life for all. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Broadbent Foods and Gifts owner Katie Broadbent says one of the most important lessons learned is from customers.
You do learn a whole lot from your customers and what you feel like that they are expecting or would like to see. And we did open the store with a whole lot more of the Kentucky handmade things. Right. And I love that because we have a real good market for the Kentucky-made products.
She adds, one of the challenges is continuing to keep what customers are wanting.
I discovered that people off the interstate, which we probably have 60-some percent of our customers are off of the I-24, that they really weren't interested in whether it was made in Kentucky. They were more interested in the product and how much it cost.
We'll continue our conversation with Katie Broadbent on Monday. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.